Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. And once again, thankfully, I'm back in the glorious Peak District for a walk. So, I parked the car, I ran about half an hour ago, down near the station at Grindleford. And I walked over the railway line and then up into the forest at Padley Gorge. And it really is a stunning autumnal morning. Nice and crisp, just a slight thin layer of cloud, but nothing really to mention, just vapour trails and just a really thin layer. But other than that, it's a beautiful blue and the sun is really low in the sky. It's now 9:43 in the morning, and as I just mentioned, I'm heading up Padley Gorge. The planned route today, just navigate the gate. The planned route today was to go from Grindleford up onto Millstone Edge and then loop back round and down Padley Gorge. But once I got to the bridge over the Burbage Brook, I just couldn't resist it. I had to turn off and head up the gorge because the colours today, and pretty much everywhere else in the Peak District that I've passed on my way here, it's looking so stunning. The trees have turned a beautiful orange, and it's just the typical idyllic autumnal day here in the Peak District. So you can probably hear Burbage Brook in the background now roaring away. And I've just come to the top edge of the forest. But it really has been a delight to walk through the forest itself. Nothing but beautiful fresh air and slight smell of tree bark and decaying leaves. It really does look beautiful here today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause you very quickly and then take a few photos with my Canon DSLR. Speak to you in a second. Right, we're back. So now I'm heading out onto the moors in the Longshore Estate. I'm going to head up towards Burbage Edge and over towards Higgertor. And then I'm going to loop back round and down via Millstone's Edge. Being in this part of the Peak District has brought back a few memories. As I was walking up Padley Gorge, I spotted the location where I did a video shoot with Terry Abraham for the Caramore gear. I ran about 2 years ago perhaps, but that also stirred the memory of the fact that just after we did that, we headed over to Monsell Head to meet with Audio Boo and shareyouradventure.com's very own Daylight Gambler, and I also met up with Pilgrim Chris there as well and Kate Sparkle. It really is stunning out here today, it really is. So you better stand by because I'm going to be using all the superlatives on today's walk. And this point now, in the Longshore Estate where the bridge crosses the Burbage Brook, I remember the first time I ever came here, and it was on a school field trip. We were doing depth measurements along the River Derwent and some of the rivers that feed into the Derwent. And we came here all piled off the coach up at the road there and then walked down along. That will have been around about 1997 perhaps, in a geography lesson. Geography was always my favourite lesson at school, and it was the one that I did the best in. If you're in this area, there are a few geocaches. That's the way I like to pronounce it, but it's actually pronounced geocache. I just can't get it out of the head. I've been saying it the last same time for the last, the same way, sorry, for the last, well, when did we get into geocaching? Caching, sorry. 2000? When my father came over from Australia, he bought with him his Garmin eTrex, little yellow Garmin eTrex, and I think they still sell that very same model. And at that time in the UK, there was only 5 geocachers in the whole of the UK. My dad's from Australia, obviously, where geocaching took hold sooner. So what's that? It's around about 13 years ago now. And since then, there was about 5 geocachers within 1 mile radius of my house. And I wouldn't like to guess at how many thousands and thousands there are in the UK now. But it's a great sport, great hobby, and it's great for the kids. And I do remember coming up this area in the last like 3 or 4 years to find geocaches with my friend Ray. And on Lower Burbage Edge, there is a geocache halfway down the rock face. You've either got to climb upwards or climb down, and it's in a very small cave, or I suppose you could call it a crack in the rock. And I sent Ray in for that one, obviously. But it's amazing walking through one area, the amount of memories that it stirs. I'm only out for a short walk today because I've got to meet my daughter when she comes home from school at 3:30, and it's now 9:50. I couldn't resist the temptation to come out for a walk. So this one is going to be relatively short, as I've got limited time. And it's only taken me 20 minutes or so to get here from home, so it's all good. I usually come walking with my friend Ray, but he's at work, or my friend Andy, but he's in Sydney, Australia. He sent me a few pictures from over there, and it's made me rather jealous. But I think if I sent him some pictures of where I am today, I think he'd be jealous in return, because it's raining in Sydney at the minute. But this time next week, Andy will be back in the UK, and we're definitely going for a walk or a bike ride, one of the two. And I'm looking forward to that. Right. So, thanks for joining me on this first part of my Audio Boo ramble while I ramble. Maybe Mac and Big Rick, maybe we should, and Phil as well, maybe we should use the hashtag Audio Boo Ramblers to signify boos where we just ramble on. Another thing as well, I've had to turn my phone just into basically hop-along mode because I haven't got my battery charger with me today. I did bring it with me, but for some reason my Power Monkeys Extreme has decided that it doesn't want to work today. It was fully charged when I left the house, but for some reason when I tested it before I put it in my bag earlier at Grindleford, it just wasn't having any of it. The lights were on, but there was no one at home, if you get the idea, so I'm hoping it's just the cable that's gone kaput. But either way, I would tweet out a hashtag MyABViewNow, which signifies the My Audio Boo View Now. But as I say, I've had to turn my phone onto minimalist mode and switch off data. Hence why I'm not sharing my location to shareyouradventure.com as well. I am tracking my route though with ViewRanger, so I'll be able to upload it later. Okay, with 10 seconds to go, thanks again for listening, and I'll speak to you shortly.